Hello everyone, you are welcome to another episode of Christian Clinic, and I still remain your host, Rebecca. The last time I made an introductory episode about this podcast, and that's the first episode of this podcast. If you are new here listening to me for the first time, kindly listen to the first episode titled Introductory Episode of Christian Clinic, as I talked about what to expect from this podcast, what every listener is going to gain, and so on. And if you're also just joining me here, or you've listened or joined me before and you haven't subscribed yet, kindly do so you can get informed whenever I make another episode. Welcome back everyone. Moving ahead this morning, we will be taking a very wonderful topic called planning. As a Christian, even as an unbeliever, the topic planning, or let me say, planning is very essential to our lives. Whether you're a Christian or not, you need to apply planning to your everyday life. The word plan appears 205 times in the Bible. That is, in both the Old and New Testament, the word plan appears 205 times. Before we continue, let's take a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace you have given to us to see another brand new day. It's neither by our power nor by our mind. Oh Lord, please forgive us in whatever way we have sinned against you, and give us the grace to abide by your word. And we pray that as we would be having this word this morning, we pray you continue to grant us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we need to understand your word in Jesus' name. Dear Lord, the grace to be a doer and hearer of your word, please bestow it upon us in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, our topic is planning. And as I said earlier before, the word plan appears 205 times throughout the Bible. And for it to appear constantly shows how vital it is to our everyday life. Mind you, the Bible is not just a book, but a guideline that the Lord God has given to us to guide our daily life physically and spiritually. The Bible is a book of laws to guide our everyday lives. And back to planning. Plan, according to the dictionary, means a set of intent or intended actions, usually mutually related, through which one expects to achieve a goal. In summary, plan means to intend to achieve. Plan and planning are the two keywords I'll be using in this teaching. Planning means an act to plan or an act of drawing up plans. I love to back up my teachings with scriptures from the Bible, and our main text is Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. This is just our main text, but I'll be backing up my teachings with other scriptures as well. I'm using the King James version of the Bible. I mean the KJV version of the Bible. Our main text, Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Looking at this scripture, we can say that God is also a planner. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord." Yes, saith the Lord. And as we can see, it's not I, Rebecca, that said it, but God. He said, "For he knows the thought he thinks towards you." And this is to show that our God is also a planner. Let me even say, he is the first planner and also a master planner. Remember why I was defining the meaning of plan? I said plan means a set of intent or an intended action. Comparing this definition with the part of the verse where God said, "I know the thought that I think towards you," also shows that God is a planner. If God is not a planner, he won't be having thoughts towards us. God is our example for this teaching. Let's open our Bible to the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7. And Amos chapter 3 verse 7 says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he releases his secrets unto his servants the prophets." This verse says, God will do nothing, meaning God can't do without revealing his plans to his servants. The word secrets there in the verse also means plans. And this Bible verse, Amos chapter 3 verse 7, is the main reason why God shows us his sets or proposed plans for us through either dreams, visions, or revelations. Let's dig deep into the book of Luke chapter 14 verse 28, which says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counts in the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?" For which of you intending to build a tower? That means, for which of us? This is directly talking to I, the host, and every one of you listening to this teaching right now. This means, for example, if you, Rebecca, want to build a house, sitteth not down. That is, won't I sit down first and count the cost, estimate the amount with me, to know if I have enough money to finish it or not? This is also a question the Bible is throwing directly to us. Let's look at a practical example, which is building. For example, if I want to build a house today, say I've gotten a land already and I want to start building something on it, I need to sit first, then take a book and pen and start the listing of each stages of the building. Take, for example, the first stage as the buying of iron rods of all sizes, second stage as buying of plank or woods, third stage as the buying of cement, and the last stage as the paying of, construction workers. Now take the cost of each stages, that is the first stages I mentioned, as 100,000 each, which is a total of 400,000. Now looking at the amount I have with me, for example, I have 300,000. Now, what the Bible is saying is, if I'm thinking of building, I shouldn't just rush into it. I can go on and on with series of examples on planning, because planning is something that mustn't be joked with. Planning is what we need in our everyday life. Even the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 14 that let all things be done decently and in order. For example, as a working class mother, you need to know how to plan your home in a way your job won't affect your home and vice versa. Looking at the parable of the 10 virgins in the Bible, where we had 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins, the inability for the 5 foolish virgins to plan and prepare caused them not to wine and dine with the bridegroom. And please do not forget, I'm using the King James Version of the Bible. So we are reading from Matthew chapter 25 verse 1 to 12. Then it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there may not be enough for us and you. But take go rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. If those virgins had planned, they wouldn't have missed out. While the five wise were planning, the wise virgins knew that, okay, this oil will take us to our destination. But what if? What if something happens on the way? What if we spend more time on the way than expected and our oil finishes before getting to our destination? These virgins were full of what if. So they decided to get a plan B that would cancel out their what ifs in order to get to their major aim, which is seeing the bridegroom achieved. What happened to the five wise virgins is called the power of planning. You should not just do things anyhow like the foolish virgins. They were probably thinking since the oil in the lantern is going to be enough, they didn't need to have a plan B. They didn't think of the negative side, which are the ifs. And that is where we all get it wrong. Along with life comes good and bad, positive and negative. But while planning of the positive, we need to think of the negative so we can plan ahead to avoid it. And this is where a lot of people start getting the regrets and saying, if only I'd done this or done that. And that's why the Bible is teaching us on planning. Life is based on up and down. A lot of things you can't imagine happen at any time. And that's why we always need to plan ahead. Your preparation determines your results. An excellent warrior or great warrior should not just say, yes, I'm the greatest, I don't need to plan. But he must always be prepared and look for new tactics to conquer his opponents. Dear Christians, remember, the devil is out there also planning on new ways to carry out all his all-time mission, which is to steal, kill, and destroy. But our preparation, our planning is going to determine if our plans is going to be a victim of the devil. We need to learn to plan and plan wisely. Don't be a foolish spender. When it comes to finance, plan wisely. Don't spend solely on your salary, but learn to have savings and also have some investments. Remember, life is not a bed of roses. So while you plan, always plan based on one of the principles of economics, which is scale of preference. Always put things on a scale of preference. What's important should come first and should be achieved first before any other thing. There are advantages and disadvantages when it comes to planning. I mean, there are benefits when you plan and there are no benefits when you don't plan. Number one benefit of planning is that wise planning affects our future positively. Another is wise planning brings unseen rewards. Wise planning uses our resources best. Wise planning also prevents trouble. Another benefit is that wise planning allows us to translate God's plan into practical action, which is the uttermost benefit here. Planning is healthy. Don't get caught unaware because you fail to plan. And this brings us to the disadvantages of not planning. The first disadvantage is that you get caught unaware. Take, for example, the story of the 10 virgins that I shared earlier on, where five were wise and planned ahead, while the other five were foolish by not planning ahead. And this can also be found in Matthew chapter 25, verse 11 to 12. I said it earlier on. If you plan to do anything, always plan to save ahead of time. Don't just do things anyhow. Just like the Bible says, in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 6. And Proverbs chapter 13, verse 6 says, every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. Remember, failing to plan is also planning to fail. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." This verse exactly shows that if you don't plan, if you don't know where you're going to end up somewhere else. For example, take a traveler that's traveling without a compass but just decided to travel. It's obvious it would end up where it doesn't wish or expect. Poor or no planning brings disaster. And this is also one of the lessons. The Bible is teaching us about the parable of the builder, where one builds on a rock and the other on the sand. And this can be found in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to 27. The Bible also likens preparation with planning, because they mean almost the same thing. They are synonyms. The Bible also teaches about planning in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6 to 12, where it talked about the ants planning, the ants lifestyle, how they prepare and plan ahead for the hard times, how they prepare for the summer and everything. As we have come to the end of today's teaching, let's take these prayers. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for seeing us through to the end of this teaching. We pray that you give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding we need to plan wisely and keep on planning wisely, and also to put these words into action. And we pray that as we plan, we don't plan amiss. And we also commit every of our plans unto your hands, that you help us implement them and let them come to pass. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you everyone for digging deep into his words with me this morning. May none of you be found wanted. As we have come to the end of this podcast, please don't forget to subscribe so as to get notified whenever I post new episodes. Kindly also share to friends and families and let them be a partaker of this blessing. Also, kindly leave your review, as you can listen to me on different platforms as you want. You can listen to me on Spotify, Google Podcast, and so on. So please kindly leave your reviews wherever you're listening to me. Thank you. Also, as from the next episodes, I'll be leaving my social media handles in the description button, so you can get weekly inspirational prayers and quotes from me as long as you are a follower. And those are just the social media handles of this podcast. So please don't forget to follow. See you again by 9 o'clock a.m. every second and last Sunday of the month. Till then, bye.